Institute of Gerontology at Wayne State University, and our good friends at Wright and Philippus. And we have Dr. Carmen Green on our conference line. In addition to being the new co-director of the Healthier Black Women's Center, Dr. Green is a physician at the University of Michigan, where she's a professor of anesthesiology, obstetrics, and gynecology, and health management study. She's a busy lady. The Healthier Black Women's Center is a joint project of Wayne State and U of M. And the mission is pretty simple, to reduce the health differences between older African Americans and other racial and ethnic groups. African Americans are at significantly higher risk of diseases like diabetes or heart disease or high blood pressure and certain cancers. Their lifespan is 6 to 8 years shorter than Caucasians. And Dr. Green is committed to expanding health information and interactive formats at the Healthier Black Elders events, especially the annual reception, which is coming up on June 1st. And we're going to talk about that. And if you have questions for Dr. Green, you can join with us at 248-557-3300. Dr. Green, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
You are a busy lady with all that stuff that you do. Wow.
Well, thank you.
Let's talk about the new location for the Healthier Black Women's Reception. It's coming up June 1st, and I understand you have moved to the new Providence Conference Center on Plymouth Road in Southfield. Why the change?
Well, we're excited about the change. The Healthier Black Elders reception has been held, you know, consistently within the city of Detroit.
Yeah.
But what has happened is that we've grown. And because, you know, last year we actually had to turn some people away. And so we needed a venue that was larger, that had easy access within the city of Detroit for our elders to attend. So I think people will love our new venue. It has plenty of convenient parking. It has an opportunity for those people who are sort of health challenged, so more handicap parking spaces, and it's centrally located. There are more bathrooms. It's a light, airy place, and we're excited.
Now, it's on Plymouth Road in Southfield. Where on Plymouth Road? Plymouth Road near what?
It's on Plymouth Road at Southfield.
At Southfield. Oh, that would make it very easy to get to.
Yeah, it's where the old Kmart was. A lot of your listeners may be familiar with that, but it's been converted into a conference center.
Oh, I didn't realize that, but that's perfect. I know that the places where you've held it before, in the churches and the like, were straining at the walls to get everybody in. So that's a good problem to have when you become so successful that you have to move.
Yeah.
But this is going to be very easy to get to. As a matter of fact, this will probably be easier to get to with better facilities than the other venues.
We hope so. You know, I've gone out there. We've taken you know, people who are our community advisory board, who's, you know, certainly are made up of elder people, and they were able to find it pretty easy, but people will have to plan a bit ahead. You know, there's security. It'll be a much nicer place, you know, not that our previous places. I mean, we've had some great facilities, but it'll facilitate the needs that that we have as far as really educating the public as well as facilitating their entry.
And more people can take advantage of it, too.
Exactly.
That's the big thing. I want to talk about this year's program and find out what you're going to be doing. But before we do that, this Aging Well segment is being underwritten by the wonderful people at Wright and Philippus. And we want you to hear a few words from TJ.
I'm A.J. Philippus, president of Wright and Philippus. People come through our doors needing items such as portable oxygen, wheelchairs, and diabetic shoes. But when they leave, they have much more than a medical product. They leave with a better quality of life. That's our daily mission at Wright and Philippus, and it's why we'll work harder to provide you with the caring service you'd expect from the area's leading home health care company. Over the past 60 years, we've earned a reputation for providing the best service in the industry. It will always be our company's number one goal and is our commitment to you. If you or a family member need any anything for home health care, please visit the Wright & Philippus nearest you. We have more than 30 locations throughout the state to serve you.
Wright & Philippus, first to serve your home health care needs.
Thank you, TJ. And incidentally, there are a lot of us who do not go online. And if you can't go to firsttoserve.com, you can always call the folks at Wright & Philippus toll-free, 1-800-482-0222. We're talking with Dr. Carmen Green, who is a professor and a wonderful doctor out at the University of Michigan, and we're talking about the Healthier Black Women's reception, the conference coming up June 1st. Tell us about it, Dr. Green. What's going to go on? What's the cost, and what's available for the guests?
Well, the cost is free.
Oh, can't people, beat that.
You can't beat that. We've had a great deal of support from our very generous sponsors. So there's no cost. Well, people do have to pre-register for the event, which is 313-577-1000, and people need to register early because, as I mentioned earlier, people, we've often been at a point where we've had to cap registration. But this year, we're making a little bit of a change. We listened to the evaluations. We looked at the evaluations from our previous event, and the elders wanted a little bit more. They wanted more panels. They wanted more interaction, and that's what we're going to give them. So I like to think of this as sort of a mini medical school format. I believe that the elders, are men and women at the who are members of the Detroit community are pretty resilient. They're also pretty smart. And so we're going to really cater our program towards that. So we'll have we'll continue with our health screenings, which, has been consistently a big hit.
That's very important because a great many of the people in the black community do not get to the doctors to get screened and find out what kind of condition they're in.
Absolutely, you're
and
absolutely
this
right.
Is probably one of the factors in that shortened longevity figure that we were talking about.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And so we actually have found that, a large percentage of our population actually have had, abnormal numbers. And so this year, besides just doing the health screenings, we're actually going to have health educators on site. We're going to have some social workers who are specialized in gerontology and older folks there to help people sort of interpret some of this data, help them to access resources. We've really enhanced our exhibit area. We're going to have a lot more takeaway information for people to take home from the National Institute of Aging, from the American Diabetes Association, and I could go on and on. But people will actually walk away with things that will help that they can actually read.
Yeah.
We will also have two keynote speakers, one local, one national, Dr. Bernice Davis-Anthony.
Oh, yes.
So you know her and her
sure.
work. And consistently one of the most influential black women, influential women in general in the city of Detroit and in the state. We're also inviting Dr. Jerry Johnson from the University of Pennsylvania, who's an African-American male, so this will really appeal to sort of, our interest in really sort of including the health of both women and men. But he will come and he will speak as well.
Do you know what they're going to discuss?
Our theme this year is aging gracefully,
okay.
living, laughing, and learning. And it really is people forget that from the moment that we're born, we start aging.
Yes.
And so how do we do this well? How do we live our life fully? And so that's where, living fully, laughing. And I like to think about the fact that, if you have you have your listeners sort of think about the last time you saw a bunch of children playing. And there's just laughter, laughter, laughter.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's many great effects from laughter. So we're actually having a comedian, Mr. Horace B. Sanders, who is Detroit's own, as well as the winner of Star Search, and just a really funny human being. So he's going to be coming. And we're also going to be having Mr. Ernie Sanders, who is a former Detroit Lions, who's going to help people through some exercise.
Wonderful.
So it's going to...
You're going to have some music?
We're going to have some music, which is... we've got some player pianos. We're going to end the day with some music. But, yes, we're excited about this.
Well, it just sounds like it's going to be a wonderful program. And I love the idea of having Bernice, David Anthony, and Dr. Johnson to discuss things. Like I said, do you know the actual topics that they're...
That's still,
aging gracefully, but
yeah,
I mean...
Yeah, they're going to speak to the themes. And then we also have...
That covers a lot of territory. That's why I was wondering.
Yeah. They're going to speak to the same, and so their reflections on that.
Well, that could be very interesting, because we all should learn how to age gracefully.
Absolutely.
I was reading an article just a couple of days ago about something that I had never heard of called AGEs, that are what affects aging. I had never even heard this term. I don't remember what AGE stands for right now. It was some complicated name. And these things are in foods and are created by the body, and they start forming when you're born. And if you get too many of them, it increases the aging process. Had you ever heard about this?
No, I
had never heard about it, and I read an awful lot. Mm-hmm. This was something new to me, and I thought, now I got to start fighting my AGEs.
But they were saying that you'd get more if you ate, like, grilled meat.
They were talking about this is what happens when you prepare foods by frying or broiling or grilling, that kind of thing. The process creates these AGEs. You get a great many more in your foods, and then they're not excreted by the body. And the older you get, the fewer of these AGEs are removed from the body, which means that the process of aging increases as you get older. And it all made great sense, but I first time I'd ever heard about it. And they were recommending that you boil things in water, because you need more water, and that reduces, if you're going to eat a hot dog, for example, don't grill it, but you boil it in water, and you're going to cut way down probably a third of those AGEs. And they like braising and
was that in the Tufts?
It was in the Tufts University newsletter, which comes out monthly, and I have taken that for years.
That's good. The Nutrition Center.
Yeah, the Nutrition Center.
Uh-huh.
Right. Mm-hmm. They have a wonderful monthly thing. Well,
there's always something interesting in that.
Oh, yeah. And I'll have to go back and reread that now that I've gotten myself into it.
And now you have a point of reference, Doctor.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, so this is very important. And I think one of the things that we want to address is by our two panel formats is basically one that focuses on health challenges, okay?
Yeah.
And our health challenges panel will focus on, you know, heart disease and diabetes. And so we'll talk a little bit about nutrition. And we've got experts as far away as the National Institute of Aging, as well as sort of local experts talking about this. And then the last panel will be one that is on, you know, how do you promote your health? And so built into that, we will be talking a lot about how do you talk to your doctor? How do you get good information? And so I'm really glad that you brought that up.
Well, there are so many factors that go into the aging process and slowing it down and becoming healthier, and we have to work at it. You can't just, you know, expect to keep up the old habits and still stay healthy. We're talking with Dr. Carmen Green from University of Michigan. This is Aging Well. And if you have questions for Dr. Green, join with us at 248-557-3300. Speaking of keeping yourself healthy, more and more people, and this has been true for years now, have been getting into the process of keeping themselves healthy by going to health food stores. Well, back when Nutrafoods in Royal Oak began, which was 1950, nobody even knew what a health food store was. I think they were the first health food store in our area, and they are still the best health food store for some very basic reasons. They have a larger selection. They carry items that no other health food stores around here will carry, and they have a well-trained staff who can answer your questions and tell you how these things interact and what they do and how they can help you. And they have the lowest prices of any health food store around. That's very important, because if you're into health foods, you know that health food stores can be very pricey. Discover Nutrafoods in Royal Oak. You will save money. I promise you that, and you'll love the selection and the people. They are easy to get to. They're on Main Street, just a block below 11 Mile Road. That's right downtown in Royal Oak. There's plenty of parking around the store. They're open 7 days a week. But look, if you can't get in, call. Everything can be done on the phone. You can take advantage of this wonderful selection of products and those wonderful low prices by calling 248-541-6820. Nutrafoods in Royal Oak. All right, Dr. Green, you gave a number for registering, and that's important because everybody has to pre-register, and they can't just show up and be there. Tell us about the process of pre-registering and how to get your free tickets.
Well, as I mentioned before, the event was sold out last year, part of the reason why we moved.
Why you moved, right.
And so people do need to pre-register. That allows us to plan appropriately.
Sure.
Because we have a hot lunch that's associated with this.
Yeah.
And a number of, you know, our bags and things of that nature. So we ask people to call 313-577-1000. That's 313-577-1000 to pre-register.
Okay. And that's important. Now, when you call that number to pre-register, what do they do? Send you a form, an entry form? Or
yes. Once you've pre-registered, then we call you back and we give you, acknowledge that we received your pre-registration, and we will send you a ticket as we get close to the event. And people will need to bring that ticket to show that they've
pre-registered. Okay, they need the ticket for admission.
Right.
Doesn't cost anything. And like you said, you're not only going to get all this information and a screening of your health, which is very important, but you even get a nice hot lunch.
Exactly.
You can't beat this deal. And this is happening on June 1st.
That's correct.
What day is that?
That's a Tuesday.
Tuesday, June 1st. And you have moved the location. Now, this year you're going to be at the new Providence Conference Center on Plymouth Road at Southfield Road. So It's really easy to get to with the Southfield Freeway. Is it east or west of Southfield? On Plymouth Road?
Well, it depends on which way you're coming.
No, east or west. You're thinking right or left. I'm thinking that's why I said the east or west. If you're coming from U of M, you're coming up Southfield Road and going north, right?
Right.
Okay. At that point, is it right or left?
It'll be You know what? I will ask your when we send this out, because I don't want to get our viewers confused.
Oh, I was just curious, because when people go there, that's a question they can ask when they call in.
That's exactly.
Yeah, I just thought I'd not been there. I didn't know that they had done this. It's something new with Providence Hospital, huh?
No, it's not Providence Hospital.
Oh, it isn't.
It's a Providence Church at the convention center.
Oh.
And this is where the old Kmart was.
Okay.
So a lot of your listeners probably know where the old Kmart is.
I'm not familiar with the old Kmart store. I don't think I was ever in there.
Okay.
And when I'm driving up and down Southfield Road, I'm usually just going, one way or the other and not getting off. And I didn't remember the intersection, which was why I was asking.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not the best person to ask. So I just usually put on, I've Googled out my little map. So, but when the people call and they register, when we send them back their tickets, we will provide them instructions. There will be written instructions as to how to get there from, whatever part of town you're coming
from.
Well,
if they have any questions at all,
absolutely,
they can find out when they call 313-577-1000. And how many are you expecting? What's the capacity of the new center?
We are expecting about 1,000 people.
Oh, my.
And so that's kind of where we've cut our capacity. There comes, as you know, when you can certainly put more people in, but we want to be able
to... Oh, you want them to be comfortable.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And so, the hot lunch is sort of a sit-down lunch. We're going to have room for, people to, they want to sort of take a moment out and sort of have meditation. There'll be a room where people can learn how to do some, quiet meditation. Again, that helps.
Are you going to have people who are in the business of providing services and products for seniors? Are they going to be exhibiting their products and services?
Yes, we have contacted quite a few people, but we certainly, you know, other people who wish to sort of sponsor this event can certainly call the number here. But yes, we're having a lot. We're enhancing our exhibit hall.
So you can do a little shopping while you're
there. They can do shopping. There'll be lots of freebies, lots of materials. And I think people will really like our new venue.
Well, there are so many services available for seniors, and particularly for black elders, that nobody knows anything about. And so at situations like this, you get a chance to find out what's out there.
Absolutely.
And how it can help you. We're talking with Dr. Carmen Green from the Institute of Gerontology. And if you have questions for Dr. Green, by all means, join with us. We're talking about the Black Elders Conference, which is going to be coming up on Tuesday, June 1st. And it should be a dandy this year. And if you have questions, give us a call, 248-557-3300. And we'll be back and continue our conversation with Dr. Green in just a moment. But if you are an elder, you may be thinking now about getting out of your home and not being involved with all that that means in terms of care and all that, and looking for a place to live. Presbyterian Villages of Michigan has been serving seniors of all faiths since way back in 1945, and they have a particularly nice community out in the city of Westland, the Village of Westland, which offers all kinds of quality senior living choices. First of all, there's independent apartments that have many services. There is assisted living with even more services, and they even have full memory care. And all of this is on 23 beautiful acres. And the Village of Westland also, and this is very important, they offer respite care for the loved ones of caregivers. It's no secret that whether it's for a few days or a few weeks, respite care residents are going to receive the same high-quality services as the residents. And each cottage accommodates 20 privately furnished suites managed by a wonderfully dedicated staff to give you that cozy home setting which you're looking for. For more information on all that the Village of Westland has to offer, call Nancy Roberts and set up an appointment. Excuse me. Nancy will buy you lunch and take you on a tour of the facility. And her number is 734-762-8896. And incidentally, there's been no increase in the cost at Presbyterian Village of Westland. You can also find more information by going to their website, which is pvm.org, Presbyterian Villages of Michigan, or call Nancy at 734-762-8896. I think we've covered the conference coming up, but I want to know more about the Healthier Black Women's Center. Dr. Green, tell us about the work that you're doing there and what are the current research needs.
Well, it's the Healthier Black Elders Center, and we've sort of broadened the mission that it really is about the health and well-being of elder blacks, also Hispanic populations, to sort of how can we promote their overall health and well-being. Our with my leadership in conjunction with Dr. Shadia, we have actually started thinking about what types of things, what are the needs of the elder community in general, and minority populations in particular. And so last year we enhanced our evaluation to sort of ask people about their overall health and well-being. And we found that, you know, again, with the economic downturn, that, you know, 57% of the participants said they had less money than they had a year ago. 29, almost 30%, one-third of them, had trouble paying for prescriptions. Mm. So we used some of that information in order to sort of enhance this year's program. In addition, we have always had a commitment to research. I fundamentally believe that research changes lives. And so we have the participant resource pool, which are, you know, we cannot gain new knowledge about that improves the health and well-being of minority elders without actually sort of asking them questions. Mm-hmm. And so we've, you know, had this pool for people who are interested in participating in being asked, actually, whether or not they want to be participants in research. They don't have to be. But to have them as a resource so that, you know, when we have a question about how is the economy affecting the health and well-being or the financial health and well-being of our elders.
Okay. Where are you located? In the IOG?
In the IOG.
Building? Mm-hmm. Down on in the Wayne State campus area?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I was down there last night, as a matter of fact. We had a board meeting.
Oh.
And it was next door at the Freer House.
But, yeah, exactly.
We had a nice meeting and interesting stuff was going on. We have Inez with a quick question. Inez, good morning. You're on the air with Dr. Green.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to talk to her about another thing. But anyway, that vitamin D is very important for us. You know, we're not getting enough vitamin D. I've heard that.
Is that true, doctor?
Well, that's true. You know, we are not getting enough sunshine, but certainly this week is much better.
Especially vitamin 3.
Yeah.
I mean, D3,
yeah.
Yeah. And so we know, we are now recognizing that vitamin D, even for people who have melanin, meaning they're African American, Hispanic, that vitamin D is important in regards to their overall health and well-being. So there's more research that is actually being done on this, that's sort of emerging, but it's clear that we need a little bit of sunshine, and we also probably need that as also supplementation in our diet.
So you need to take supplements, right?
Well, I'm not saying that everybody needs a supplement. So they need to talk with their family doctor.
Okay.
But in general, more and more people are found to be vitamin D deficient, and that has significant impacts on their overall health and well-being, even if you're talking about problems such as pain.
Well, it strikes me that as you get older, your body doesn't absorb the vitamin D from foods as well as it did when you were younger. And that's one of the reasons why seniors particularly need to take supplements.
Well, and then the other thing is that some seniors don't get out. And
yeah.
Vitamin D does come from the sun.
Yeah.
So, again, getting out, living fully. And that's part of our theme, living fully.
That's a good excuse to go play golf.
It may not be an excuse for your golf game, though.
No, it wouldn't be. Inez, I hope that helps you. Dr. Green, we gave a number that for the registration. Is that the same number that people can contact you?
They can get information. That's a good number for contacting me or contacting
okay.
our staff.
So, Inez, if you want to talk with Dr. Green, you sounded like you wanted to talk with her about something else. The number that you can call to find out how to contact Dr. Green is 313-577-1000. All right? Dr. Green, we're coming to the end of our thing, and it's been very delightful. I wish you well, and people should call that number and pre-register or get more information about the upcoming Healthier Black Elders conference coming up on June 1st. The number again is 313-577-1000. I wish you well, and I hope you have a great turnout.
Thank you very much for your interest and support of our work.
Good to have you with us.
Have a great day.
You too, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, same to you.
This has been Aging Well, brought to you today by the Institute of Gerontology at Wayne State University and underwritten by the good folks at Wright and Philippus, and we'll look forward to another Aging Well segment.